forget this wrong," he said. "I thought we should have a little talk. Can I pick you up? I mean, it'd be easier to talk to you if you were on my desk." "Really?" said Dark Tan. "I might say it'd be easier to talk to you if you lay flat on the floor," he sighed. He was too tired for these games. "Look, if you put your hand flat on the floor, I'll stand on it and you can raise it up to the height of the desk," he said. "But if you try any tricks, I'll bite your thumb off." The mayor lifted him up with extreme caution. Dark Tan hopped off into the mass of papers, empty teacups and old pens that covered the battered leather top, and stood looking up at the embarrassed man.
Do you have to do much paperwork in your job?" said the mayor.
"Peaches writes things down," said Dark Tan bluntly.
"That's the little female rat that coughs before she speaks, isn't it?" said the mayor.
"That's right."
"She's very definite, isn't she?"
said the mayor, and now Dark Tan could see that he was sweating.
"She's rather frightening some of the councillors."
"Ha ha," said Dark Tan. The mayor looked miserable. He seemed to be searching for something to say.
"You are settling in well?" he said.
"I spent part of last night fighting a dog in a rat pit, and then I think I was stuck in a rat trap for a while," said Dark Tan, in a voice like ice. "And then there was a bit of a war. Apart from that, I can't complain." The mayor gave him a long, worried stare. For the first time he could remember, Dark Tan felt sorry for a human. The mayor seemed to be as tired as Dark Tan felt. "Look," he said, "I think it might work, if that's what you want to ask me." The mayor brightened up.
"You do?" he said. "There's a lot of arguing."
"That's why I think it might work," said Dark Tan. "Men and rats arguing. You're not poisoning our cheese, and we're not whittling in your jam. It's not going to be easy, but it's a start."
"But there's something I have to know," said the mayor.
"Yes?"
"You could have poisoned our wells. You could have set fire to our houses. My daughter tells me you are very advanced. You don't owe us anything. Why didn't you?"
"I asked myself that, too," said Dark Tan. "And I told myself, what good would it do? What would we have done afterwards? Gone to another town? Gone through all this again? Would killing you have made anything better for us? Sooner or later, we'd have to talk to humans. It might as well be you."
"I'm glad you like us," said the mayor.
Dark Tan opened his mouth to say, "Like you? No, we just don't hate you enough. We're not friends. But there would be no more rat pits. No more traps. No more poisons." True, he was going to have to explain to the clan what a policeman was and why rat policemen might chase rats who broke the new rules. They weren't going to like that. They weren't going to like that at all. Even a rat with the marks of the bone rat's teeth on him was going to have difficulty with that. But Morris had said, "They'll do this, you'll do that. No one will lose very much and everyone will gain a lot. The town will prosper, everyone's children will grow up, and suddenly it'll all be normal." And everyone likes things to be normal. They don't like to see normal things changed. It must be worth a try, thought Dark Tan. "Now, I want to ask you a question," he said. "You've been the leader for how long?"
10 years, said the mayor.
"Isn't it odd?"
"Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Everyone argues with me all the time," said the mayor. "Although I must say I'm expecting a little less arguing if all this works out. But it's not an easy job."
"It's ridiculous to have to shout all the time just to get things done," said Dark Tan.
"That's right," said the mayor.
"And everyone expects you to decide things," said Dark Tan.
"True."
"The last leader gave me some advice just before he died. And you know what it was? Don't eat the green wobbly bit."
"Good advice," said the mayor.
"In his world, yes," said Dark Tan. "But all he had to do was be big and tough and fight all the other rats that wanted to be leader."
"It's a bit like that with the council," said the mayor.
"What?" said Dark Tan. "You bite them in the neck?"
"Not yet," said the mayor. "But it's a tempting thought, I must say."
"It's just all a lot more complicated than I ever thought it would be," said Dark Tan, bewildered. "To be a leader, you have to learn to shout. But after you've learned to shout, you have to learn not to."
"Right again," said the mayor. "That's how it works."
He put his hand down on the desk, palm up.
"May I?"
he said.
"I want to show you something."
Dark Tan stepped aboard and kept his balance as the mare carried him over to the window and set him down on the sill.